The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 16th of August, 2008. It was on this day in 1977 Elvis Presley died at the age of 42 in Memphis, Tennessee. Elvis Presley, who said, "Ambition is a dream with a V8 engine." It's the birthday of Charles Bukowski, born in Andernach, Germany, 1920. Family moved to Los Angeles when he was just 2. His father was so frustrated by the difficulty of earning a living, he became an abusive father. He beat his little boy with a 2x4. Kids in the neighborhood picked on Bukowski because he came from Germany, and at the time Germans were still considered the enemy. He developed terrible acne as a teenager, decided that he hated his father, he hated everybody, and he became a writer. And he got a steady job as a postal clerk, published his first book of poems when he was 40 years old, Flower Fist and Bestial Whale. Charles Bukowski, who said bad luck for the young poet would be a rich father, an early marriage, an early success, or the ability to do anything well. It's the birthday of William Maxwell, born in Lincoln, Illinois, 1908, author of many short stories collected in All the Days and Nights and many novels as well. Grew up in Illinois. His father was a salesman on the road for long periods of time. Maxwell became very close to his mother, who, he said, just shone on me like the sun. When he was 10 years old, his mother caught influenza in the epidemic of 1918, and she died, and the protected world of his childhood was swept away. He moved away from Lincoln, Illinois, but he never forgot it, and he wrote many of his short stories about his childhood there with his mother. Moved off to New York, got a job at the New Yorker magazine as an editor. He said that what made him a good editor was that he himself hated being edited, and so he changed very little. And it's the birthday of the poet Lew Welch, born in Phoenix, 1926. He became a friend of the poets Gary Snyder and Philip Whalen at Reed College in the late 40s, became part of the San Francisco poetry scene. His first book, published in 1960, Wobbly Rock, suffered from depression, moved up into the mountains, had a campsite there where in 1971 his friend Gary Snyder came to visit, found a suicide note in Welch's truck. Welch's body was never found. Lew Welch, who said, "Seeking perfect, total enlightenment is like looking for a flashlight, when all you need the flashlight for is to find your flashlight." Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, entitled Dislocation. "It happens in an instant. My grandma used to say, someone is walking on your grave. It's that moment when your life is suddenly strange to you, as someone else's coat you have slipped on at a party by accident, and it is far too big or too tight for you. Your life feels awkward, ill-fitting. You remember why you came into this kitchen, but you feel you don't belong here. It scares you in a remote, numb way. You fear that you, whatever you means, this mind, this entity stuck into a name like mercury dropped into water, have lost the ability to enter yourself, a key that no longer works. Perhaps you will be locked out here forever, peering in at your body, if that self is really what you are, if you are at all." Dislocation, a poem by Marge Piercy, from The Crooked Inheritance, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. engineered by Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.